Blog Talk Radio.
Rastafari, I and I, Rastafari Podcast, here. Wednesday Wisma Wednesday, yes, I.
Salamon Nimal, Arsul, their feet,
these are also the proverbs of Salomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So here, we're at the midway day of the seven of the Shavua right here. This sabbatical strong right here at the fourth day called by the Gentiles, according to Gregorian calendar, they shall seek to change times and laws, called Wednesday, but actually the fourth day of the Shavua here, the midway day. Yes, I, Wisma. Wisdom is the principal thing here for this Wisma Wednesday Wisdom. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. Interesting psalm right there. The fool saith in his heart, there is no God. What is the psalm pointing to right here? Here in the season, interesting in the season, that Psalm 14. Gonna ride up.
Salamta, Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So here, let's start off the evening psalm here, the evening psalm for the fourth day. We have Psalm 94. Yes, all right.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Here, Wednesday, the fourth day psalm, Psalm 94. Interesting, the theme, right? The theme is a theme of vengeance. Vengeance belongeth to he who be who he be. And the eighth verse, it says, understand ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? So here, Wednesday Wisma Wednesday. Here, the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast. We have today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm 14, and 14 has a theme. Here we'll go with this Rhema word, Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, asking the question, building on this question from the evening psalm, Psalm 94. When will you be wise?
Boy. Oh, hey. Yeah. Boy. Yeah. Well,
King Selassie as the Almighty Eye. Now me. Now me.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Selassie, I live it. And engraved in the heart of all man forever.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them.
Psalm 93. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slipped. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, we rasatar, madani, alam, tina easterling, the coast, and the gast, sai, tubia, tubia. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, we rasatar, madani, alam, tina easterling, the coast, and the gast, sai, tubia, sai, tubia, sai, tubia, sai, tubia, sai, tubia, sai, tubia, sai, tubia.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Diamonds and the money and pearls. I hope you reggae music keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and I'm dropping tonight. Whoa, 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 breathing, I bring from down.
Salam to Tainai Yishtaling. Yes, sir. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, coming forward in the Amharic, also the Hebrew. Very, very interesting. Some missing verses that is in today's daily psalm, but are found in His Majesty's Bible and the Septuagint. Also in the New Testament, they are quoted. But here for Wednesday. right, yes, right. Let's come with this right here, here, here. Just a kind of connection right here. Also, the fourth Aliyah here, you know, Aliyah Day, you know, from the Torah reading and feeding, sabbatical, you know.
Rewind and come back, selector.
One of the good mining rhythm.
All the time to be a personal dedication to the world and its life. We can't say the first time fight. With your black, purple, blue, or white, let's get together and all unite. Oh, you mean? Yes, we're going to sing them like a beast and bite them like a scorpion. Anywhere we pass, we'll be at the mic for this. And we call it, and the first of the world, and the first of the friend, and the first of the world, and the first of the mother, and the first of the world, and the first of to the leaders of the world, and them are fighting power. And I wanna them are saying control America. The next one I say him rule in Russia. And I wanna them are saying control China. The next one I say him control Cuba. Wanna rule Libya, wanna rule Uganda. But we say guns that are bust up in a Nicaragua. And every day them get up shooting like a gorilla. Gaddafi and the leader, me say down in Libya. Him not afraid of Ronald Reagan, no I run America. Cause if them start the war up here, nuclear power. But every day them get up fighting like a gorilla. And fighting for the world we control by Jaja. But me ask you a question, me want to answer. Say where is the throne of Alice Ababa? Me say down in Africa, down in Ethiopia. And some say Jaja that they don't have no water. But when them don't give it to a prime minister, I give a president or a year a leader. If a guy touch the tune, just set him soul on fire. Come and take it from the cat, the beer back rider. We call it, and the first of the world, and the first of the mother, and the first of the world, and the first of the father, and the first of the world, and the first of the father, and the first of the world, and the first of the world, and the leaders of the world, and them are fighting for war. And every day them get up living like a gorilla. I say million I spend up on the nuclear power. And all over the world poor people are suffer. But the way them don't take them on the feet suffer. Come take it from the cat, the bear back rider. You know here we are going down in South Africa. Poor people was killed by fly and mosquito. And I listen Mr. Cat and murder me charge for. Mr. Africa the land of the black chocolate. But the white man in paid and rip off with silver. Yes, them take off with gold and make up a gondola. And every day them have the black man on the pressure. We call it on the pressure of the world. On the pressure to the mother. On the pressure of the world. On the pressure, yes. On the pressure of the world. On the pressure. We say ribidi-bidi-do-bade. Ribidi-bidi-bidi-do-bade. Ribidi-bidi-do-bade. Ribidi-bidi-bidi-do-bade. He's a Mr. Cat, you want the dance, Lord. He's a Mr. Cat, you want the dance. Yes, I'm a call it. On the first of the world, on the first of the friend them. On the first of the world, on the first of. If them lock off the lights and lock off the water, the bill and with them send me can't find a dollar. Cause me can't get a work for me some $20. And I hope me y'all gonna feed me so baby mother. Wanna rest a jungle.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. And the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. I go from to around the wicked, I go to around the wicked, I go crumble. And when them see the man, say them a be humble. Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble. The Maccabee Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble. Me a picture of the Maccabee Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Me a picture of the Maccabee Bible, shout up. Me a picture of the Maccabee Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Me a picture of the Maccabee Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them
Yes, 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 yes. So here, here, here. Here we are at the 20th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and here at the fourth day of the Shavuot, fourth day of the 7 days. Here we're in Tetzaweh, Tetzaweh. Firstly, foremost, we share the first words. Here the first words right here, here, here for this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Yeah.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 the Hebrew first words. First words here for this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study. And here for this Shabbat Strong. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Exodus chapter 27 here at verse 20. For this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study, here the Hebrew first words here, the tabernacle, the 17th item, the oil for the light. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Wata tetzaweh et b'nei Yisrael, v'yikchu eleika shemen zayit zach katita lamaor le'ha'elot ner tamid. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, that they bring thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. Ve'ata tetzaweh, and thou, the eye, shalt command. Ve'ata tetzaweh, ve'ata tetzaweh, ve'ata tetzaweh, and thou shalt command. Et b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, v'yikchu eleika, that they take, that they bring to the eye, v'yikchu eleika shemen zayit zaka katit, pure oil, olive oil beaten, lama or for the light. Ve'yikochu eleika shemen zayit zaka katita lamor le'ha'elota ner tamid, to cause a lamp to burn continually, to burn itinually, le'ha'elota ner tamid. Hebrew first words here for this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat Strong, here for Shabbat Tetzaweh. Shabbat Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh, Sabbath thou shalt command. Shabbat Tetzaveh, Hebrew first words here. Wa'ata Tetzaveh, et b'nei Yisrael, v'yikochu eleika shemen zayit zak, katita lamaor, le'ha'elot ner tamid.
Bring it. Olive oil, pure. Sure, yes, I Rastafari. For what purpose? To light up.
Yes, push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Blaze up the torch. One more.
Jah, and there ain't no dark in the dark. Oh. Casting things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. As so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in the judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. Now there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, and so many are fighting, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember that alone set you free. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on.
Love light, one that's written right here, Uwe Bonten. Before that, we had In a Store. Before that, Judah Iskender. The theme here is the light. The theme here for this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 27. Here we're in the tabernacle where Jah has commanded I and I to build for him a sanctuary. So here, the tabernacle, picking up with the 17th item here, is the oil. The oil for the light, the key verse, and thou, the eye, shall command, tetzaweh, the eye, speaking to a male, Jah speaking to Moshe, saying, tetzaweh, the eye shall command the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always or itinually. To cause the lamb to burn itinually. Now, what's very important right here, here is the metaphysical significance here of the tabernacle. In fact, the instructions of the tabernacle just goes into enough details. Now, there are different levels of understanding it. The basic, the peshat, the plain level that we have here, building a tabernacle. But then we have the metaphysical significance, so the phi cycle, the physical, building a tabernacle, the elements, and so forth. So, but why such attention to detail? Why does he say to Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, keyword pattern, the pattern recognition. He touched on the ark and the link with the heart of the matter. And so here we're at lights, right, the commandment. And this is why we love the tune right there, Uwe Bonten tune. Love light, you know, like command the children of Israel that they bring what? That they bring pure oil, not just oil, but pure oil. What kind of oil? Olive oil or oil olive. And what kind of pure oil olive? Beaten, in other words, refined for light. So oil that is prepared for light, because there's all kind of oil, but this is supposed to be oil, olive, that's pure and that's beaten, that's refined, and the purpose of it is for the light, for the illumination. Now, oil, just to touch on briefly some of the metaphysical significance of this right here, right, is the Hebrew two truths, right, the Hebrew two truths. In other words, like the linguistics, like the language, also in the other Afro-Semitic languages and many other languages as well. But here with the Hebrew, there is the, you could say the plain type, the natural type, you know, the outer type. Then there's a inner type. So in reading this section right here in the tabernacle, it is very significant in the epistle to the Hebrew sense, in the new and the living way, in the new and the living way. So the oil is a symbol of the Ruach HaKadosh, or the manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit, the Ila Irit. In Messiah, in anointed, in the anointed, in the Moshiach, Christos, according to the interpretation, the anointed, interpreting it into the English, in Moshiach, the oil-fed light ever burned, the light of the world, Berhane Olam, right, the light of the world. We have this in John chapter 8, verse 12. Now, another point here, not to go into details right here, look at the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. This is one of I and I disciples study points of reference here at the basic level. You get a basic overview, and the notes, we recommend highly the notes right here as it points to areas of scripture where ones can kind of know the truth for themselves. So we can see it as the Hebrews saw it, get a better, you know, insight, so we can see the innermost or the innocence of this word. So here, speaking of the oil and the oil being a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and speaking of Christ, or in the Hebrew sense, Moshiach, the anointed, in the interpretive sense, the anointed, who was the first Christ or anointed, more correctly, the anointed. Anointed equals Moshiach, and Moshiach, Messiah, equals, in translation, Christ or Christos, the anointed. Aaron and his sons, who were the Christians in the church in the wilderness? We know it was a church in the wilderness. Stephen, the first martyr, Estephanos, he testifies in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, about the church in the wilderness and the angel. So here we are with the church in the sense of the Kehillah, like a called out assembly, like an assembly, a gathering together, the called out assembly, the Kehillah. So here we have the church in the wilderness. So who were the Christians, say, in the New Testament sense, so we can get a good groundation, a context, who were the anointed ones? Who was the anointed? This is why when we come to the New Covenant or the New Testament scripture, the Berit Chadasha, we find the references point back, as it were, right here. So we can see it as the first century Nazarenes, the Nazarenes, before they were called the Christianoi or the Christians. And not to say that that's a bad name, but it has been, you can say it has been, it's been blasphemed, as he says, his name is blasphemed, even in translation. But here, getting to the root, the groundation, we have this fourth aliyah right here. We like to write up and share this right here on the air. And this fourth aliyah, we pick up with Exodus, right? Exodus chapter 29. Exodus chapter 29. And in Exodus chapter 29, we have the priesthood. In the Hebrew, the kahuna, right? You know, the kahuna, the priesthood. Right, the priesthood, the kahinat, or the kahinat in the Amharic, the kahinat priesthood, kahinat priest in the Amharic sense, kahinat. Right, here in the Hebrew we have the kahuna and the kohanim, the priest, and here's the kahuna, the priesthood. Right, the third item here in Exodus chapter 29 is the consecration of the priest, ha kohanim, and the offerings. Also in this fourth aliyah here, for the fourth day of the Shavua, aliyah day, here we have the order of the priests as well. We have the order of the sacrifices, And we might touch on, maybe we'll touch on the fifth aliyah since we're going into the fifth day, because we have the anointing. The theme of the anointing comes out here as well. Very, very important for us to note the theme of the anointing in this 20th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Oh, here in this chapter, we have the priest type of consecration. We hear this word consecration, and there's different kinds of, quote, consecrations. It depends on what particular so-called religion, quote, unquote, or what denomination, you know, depends on how they view it. But in the true sense of the consecration here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Shemot and known as Exodus, Exodus chapter 29, we have the filling of the hands, the filling of the hands. Interesting, this idea that this is the literal, the direct idea is the filling of the hands. When it says about the consecration, right, of Aharon, of Aaron and his sons, who were the first, you could say, Messiah and Messiahites, or the first Christ anointed and anointed ones, the priesthood, right? The priesthood right here, here, here. So consecration in the Hebrew sense has to do with the filling of the hand. And then we get a breakdown in the build of the garments, also the significance of the garments. Now, according to the Israelites of Ethiopia and also the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and the Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, pointing to the Church of His Majesty pre-1975, the manifestation of that particular church, we see their garments, right? The emphasis on the garments. But the garments also have their significance in the five-cycle sense, the physical sense, but even more of a significance in the metaphysical sense. Now we have Aaron, Aharon, and the washing, the washing. So we get these symbols, right? The context of the symbols, Aaron and the washing. Washing, the symbol of regeneration. The washing, the connection with water, and we can also make that connection with baptism, right? As needing it, Aaron, right? She is in the washing, the symbol of regeneration, right? As needing it. Now, this is in contrast, right, with HaMoshiach, with Christ, yet Christ himself said to John the Baptist, suffer it to be so. For what purpose? The Moshiach said, Christ said to John the Baptist, he also said to Johannes, he says, to fulfill all righteousness. So typifying the Messiah's action, he received the baptism of Johannes, not as needing it, but as thus identifying himself with uckers, with those that have fallen short, with lackers, and as fulfilling. Here we get the fulfillment in the Brit Kadasha of this Aaronic type. Remember, John says, nah, he tried to forbid Yeshua, Yeshua. He says, I have need to be baptized of you. And the Messiah basically agreed, but he says, suffer it to be so for now, for to fulfill all righteousness. In Aaron's case, right, his anointing, his Messiah-ing, the Messiah-ing of Aharon, it followed, according here to Exodus chapter 29, it followed the washing. So as one would first wash and then put on oil. So we have the anointing following the washing. But we also have in the Brit Kadasha, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, fulfilling, right, this Aaronic type, another kind of proof positive of HaMoshiach within the Brit Kadasha sense. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, just to get an ear, a hear, here. Yes,
the sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong. Shabbat. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, here for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat is our Sabbath thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, it's our Sabbath thou, male, shall command. Hakohuna, the priesthood. The third item, the consecration of Hakohanim, the filling of the hands. Consecration, the filling of the hands of Hakohanim, of the priests, the offerings. With ze hadavara asher ta'iseh lahem likadeshotam likahen li likachpar echad bena bakara ve'elim shnayim tmimim. And this is the thing, and this the thing that thou shalt do to them, to hallow them, to set them apart, to eilify them, to minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Vizeh hadavar, and this is the thing. Vizeh hadavar, and this. Vizeh, and this. Hadavar, and this the thing. Asher ta'iseh lahem, that thou shalt do lahem to them likadesh. Likadesh, to set them apart. Likadesh otam, to set them apart. Likahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office. Li kahain li. Li kahpar echad ben bakar. Take one young bullock. Li kahpar echad ben bakar. With elim ashnaim t'mimim. And two rams. We'elim shenayim, and two elim, we'elim shenayim, t'mimim, without blemish. And unleavened bread, and cakes, unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil, of wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams and Aharon and Aaron and his sons. Thou shalt bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou and shalt wash them with water. Petach. Petach ohel ha-moed. The door. The door of the tent of meeting. Ve'et Aharon ve'et b'nayo tatrid illa petach ohel ha-moed. Ve'rachatta otam b'mayim. And Aaron and his sons, thou the eye shall bring to the door, the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the ohel ha-moed. We rachatta otam, and wash them b'mayim, with water. The order for the Kohen Gadol, the order for the high priest. Verse 5. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre, the turban, upon Rosho, his ras, his head, his rosh, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour it upon Rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head, and anoint him. Willakachta etaha bigbadim, and thou shalt take the garments. Willakachta etaha bigbadim, where he labashta etaherona, and put and dress them upon Aaron. Etaha kutonet, the tunic, where etta me'il, ha ephod, and the robe of the ephod, where etaha ephod, and the ephod, where etaha choshen, and the choshen, the breastplate, where afadta, where afadta lo'u, and gird him, with afadta lo'u, and gird him Be'cheshava ha'efod, with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. Vesamta ha'mitzah nesetta ala rosho, and thou shalt set the mitre, the turban, upon rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head. Vesamta ha'mitzah nesetta ala rosho, ve'natata eta nezer ha'kodesh ala ha'mitzah neset, and put the holy crown, and put the holy crown, ve'natata eta nezer. Et nezer, the nezer, the nezer, nazar, the nezer. When natata et nezer ha kadesh Allah ha mitznefet, and put the holy crown upon the mitre, upon the turban. With lakachta et shemen ha mishcha, then shalt thou take the anointing oil. With lakachta. And I may take eta shemen ha-mishcha, the oil of anointing, the shemen ha-mishcha, taking the anointing oil. With yasakta, the yasakta, and pour. With yasakta al rosho, and pour upon rosho. With yasakta al rosho. Uwa mashakta oto. And anoint him, u ma shachta oto, and christen, anoint, Christ him, anoint him. The order of HaKohanim, the order of the priests, verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aharon u banayo, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt fill the hands, and thou shalt fill the hands of Aaron and his sons. Ueta banayo atakri, wehilabashtama kutonet, and thou shalt bring his sons and put the kutonet, put the tunics upon them. We chagarta otama avneta Aharon ubanayo, we chavashta lahem, miga baota we hayita lahem, kuhunne le chukato olam, ua mileta yad Aharon with yad banayo. And thou shalt gird them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles. With chagarta otam avnet, Aaron and his sons, Aharon ubanayo. And bind head ties on them. With chavashta. Wechavashta lahem mi gebaot, and bind head ties on them. And they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. Wehaita lahem, and it shall be for them, wehaita lahem kahuna, the priesthood, lechukata olam, by a statute forever, lechukata olam, and thou shalt consecrate, fill their hands, u mileta yad, and filling yad, and filling the hand of Aharon with yad banayo, and thou shalt fill the hand of Aharon and his sons, u mileta. Umleta yada herona yada banayu, and filling the sons, consecrating and filling the sons. The order for the sacrifices, verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, by the petach, the door of the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put upon the horns of hamizbeach, the altar, with thy finger, and pour all hadam, the blood, beside the bottom of hamizbeach, the altar, and thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul, that is, above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and bun upon hamizbeach, and bun them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou bun with fire without the camp. It is a chata'at, a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aharon and Aaron, Ubanayo, and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take damo, his blood, and sprinkle round about upon hamizbeach, upon the altar. And thou and the eyes shall cut the ram in pieces and wash the inwards of him and his legs and put them to his pieces and to rosho and to his head. And thou shall burn the whole ram upon the mizbeach, the altar. It, a burnt offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah. It, a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Where hikatarta et kolaha ayil ha mizbeach ola hu la Yahuwah reyach nichoach ishe la Yahuwah hu. And thou shalt make the whole ram smoke upon the altar. Vehikatarta, according to smoke, etokolaha, ail, ha, nizabeyaha, olahu. It is a burnt offering. He is a burnt offering. Olahu, la Yahuwah, olahu, la Yahuwah, reyacha, nechocha, ishe, la Yahuwah, hu. It is a sweet savor. Reyach, nichoach. Reyach nichoach, ishe, an offering, ishe la Yahuwah hu, an offering, a fire offering, ishe la Yahuwah hu, a fire offering, an offering made by fire to Jehovah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice.
The metaphysics of great King David right there, how King David in the Old Testament time was laying out the pattern for the new covenant. Prayer, you know, the incense, the exchange of elements from the lower, the physical, to the more irritical. But here, today's daily psalm, yes, I. And just looking at the evening psalm, Psalm 94, and that eighth verse where it says, you fools, it's not fools, when will they be wise? It's interesting here because here we have Psalm 14, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 14, which is linked with Psalm 53, and there are missing verses. So we're going to touch on some of the missing verses in today's daily psalm, and we find it
right, in the version. That's not the King James Version. Finding the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, the Authorized, Advised, and Horic Bible of Kedemah, Rehala Selassie. So first, from low degrees to high degrees, Nikon era.
Shalom, Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Now right here, here's a Rhema tune right here for today's daily psalm. Now, fool, just take note, fellow Talmudim, fellow scholars, yes, I. Right here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, very interesting psalm. We're going to touch on the missing verses, but Psalm 14, when it speaks about the fool, let's just put this into context, because often words that get translated by one word in English, sometimes in the language it's translated from, such as the Hebrew, there's various different words that give some context. For example, in the fourth day Aliyah that we shared right here on the air on the Wednesday Wisdom, it spoke about the washing of Aharon. Now, the word used there is like rahat. And rahat, it means like by rinsing, like pouring and rinsing. But then in Psalm 51, I think David, you know, when he's repenting of his uckery, David speaks about washing me. And then he uses a different word. Kabseni. You know, use the term kabseni. You know, kabseni, right? Kabas, it means to wash too, but it means like to wash by like scrubbing, like by kneading it. You know, scrubbing. You know, you're washing something, trying to wash out some dirt or stain or whatever. So you would have to scrub it. That's that sense of wash. So both words, they say wash. Right, and therefore, from an English sense, you might imagine it's this kind of washing or that kind of washing, but yet in the Afro-Semitic language, it's more specified. So when it says fool here in today's daily psalm, fool, the Hebrew is nabal. The Amharic is senef. We're going to touch on both, but here from the Hebrew, the nabal is a type of fool, yes, but what difference is in the Baal fool from, say, another kind of fool, because as we said, there's other words in the Hebrew for fool. We try to use the washing example, the rahat, like to pour water, like pouring water. But then the kabas is like when you're scrubbing. So you might pour water, but you might have to scrub, like you have dirt on your hands, like, you know, you're doing some work or whatnot, like on a car and grease and oil, you might have to scrub it. Right, but if it's just like a ceremonial washing of the hands, you just pour water, rinse water, rinsing. So here with full in Mizmor Yod Dalet, Psalm 14, Psalm XIV, and the theme is a corrupt world. In the first section, it speaks about widespread corruption. It speaks about the fool, that the fool has said in his heart, Ein Elohim. Even when he says in his heart, Ein, there is no Elohim, he basically that has a unique context that often is lost in translation. But here, let's look on fool. The fool here is in the Baal. The Baal, it connotes or like connotates or refers to one who is morally foolish, morally deficient, morally lacking. And we say morally, let's put it in the context of the Hebrew. We're talking about according to the, say, Ethiopian Hebrew, the Israelite, you know, morality according to Torah. So that we're talking about morally good, right? So he is morally, he's deficient in moral good, that which is good. So I want to define moral because it can be moral evil, right? Especially in this fallen world. But in the context, he is not an intellectual fool. Right. Remind me of the Damian Marley tune we have up on the board, educated fool. It speaks about educated fool. So the Nabal, in the Hebrew sense, is one who is morally deficient, deficient in goodness, put it in the sense of good, right, to define the morality of the divine majesty in good. This is why it has that verse that there is none that doeth good. Now, some people make a whole theology off of this verse and say there's nobody good. Even when the Moshiach, Yeshua Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, said what he said, right? Why callest thou me good? It's interesting to see that in the Hebrew sense and even looking at the Koine Greek sense. You know, why callest thou me good? Right? The context there and Yeshua's response right here from this psalm. Now, it's interesting when you know the theme of the song, because then you understand why Yeshua responded the way he did. What was he saying about the man that came up to him to ask him the question that he did by beginning off with a kind of, he says, good master, Rebbe Hatov, right? And then in the Hebrew, there's a sense where we speak of the Almighty as Rabino Shel HaOlamim. He is like the sovereign of the world. He is the master of the world, right? That Rab means like great. We have the king in, I think, Psalm, one of the 40 Psalms, where it talks about the Melech Rab, Melech, king, Rab, like he's a great king, right? You know, it's why you bigging me up, like somebody flattering you, coming to you over flattery. And then he points to this Psalm right here. And it's interesting what the man who came to him and said, good master, you know, good rabbi, it's interesting what he asked, right, in the Hebrew context, right? But here we have in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 5, right, where the Nabal, the fool of Psalm 14, the particular kind of fool of Psalm 14, his conduct is described. So in Yeshaya, describe, the sort of conduct of the Nabal, one who is deficient in goodness or moral, not intellectual, deficient, right? The word is translated as a vile person. So elsewhere, the same underlying Hebrew word is now translated over here as a vile person. So you won't make the connection with Psalm 14, what Yeshaya says there, or what Yeshua is saying. That's why Yeshua said to the Samaritan woman, ye, y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudim. The Yehudim, or in translation, the Jews, the Judahites, even the lion of the tribe of Judah. So this is the meaning here, a vile person. So the Nabal is a person lacking in the sense of honor, of what is honorable, what's good, in that sense of moral, was honorably good and decent, deliberately preferring evil to good. So the teaching of His Majesty, Karamawi Hada Selassie, is good over evil. Teaching of Karamawi Nagus Nagas is good over evil. So the Nabal is the total diametric opposite, right, 180 degrees. In fact, we could put Nabal on Mussolini's face. That's the Nabal right there. So he seeks to put evil above good. Right. So just to bring this out right here, as we ride up, just with a little sailor tune. This is from Ross, Hailu, Gabriel, Joseph I. This tune here from HR is known as Fool's Gold. Fool's Gold. Nabal. It's Nabal. Nabal.
Ooh, go, not everything that glitters is gold. No, you can't buy your wings. No, can the truth be sold? No, 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 no. Can't know the look by judging the cover inside another book. That's all it took for you to discover undercover. It's not so hard to be fooled by the appearance. Just take another look inside, and you will find another. All men's strength is vain. It's a day been gone forever. No, you can trust no man. Only Jah in heaven, please remember. Fools go, fools go, fools go, fools go. Don't you sell your soul. To offer you $1 million to kill your own mother. Offer me $10 billion to forget my own heavenly father. Fool's gold, I could never sell my soul. One way, boy, just bold. May never sell my soul.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም።
So here today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, zooming in on what type of fool is being spoken of Hebraically. And then we remember the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, and I don't think we brought this out previously, but Nabal. Because it gets deeper, actually. Nabal. Who was Nabal? Nabal was actually the fool's name, Nabal. Nabal, Hebraically, according to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary here, bringing it out as empty, vain, or stupid. Foolish, abandoned, wicked, ungodly, an empty skin. A Nabal, in the other senses of the Hebrew, can be like an empty skin, like a leather water bottle, like a leather water bottle, or even a carcass, in that sense, can be like a Nabal, likened to Nabal, Nabila, Nabilu, some of the different forms of the word, or a corpse is a Nabal. But in its peshat, its plain Hebrew sense here, and the context, the like sense of foolish, right? Now, Nabal was a wealthy man of Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. He refused to give assistance to David, and his young men. when Dawit was in hiding from Shaul, from Saul. A few days later, Nabal died, having been smitten by Yahweh, according to the text. And Abigail, right, his wife, Ishto, or Seto, his Oset, his Isha, his wife, became the Isha, the wife of Dawid, of David, according to 1 Samuel, chapter 25, verses 2 to 42. So, yeah, the scripture has, you know, the good, of course, the good, but the good, the bad, the ugly, the reality, right, for us to come up and out and overcome it. So here we have Nabal, the metaphysics. That was the Peshat, the five cycle, the basic. And here's the second of the two truths, the metaphysical side of Nabal. Ma'on, the place, the home of Nabal. This indicates, according to his Hebraic context, a consciousness of abidingness, a ma'on. Ma'on in the Hebrew is like a habitation. Sometimes in the Psalms, when it refers to like a habitation, it uses this particular word, ma'on, right? The home of Nabal, it indicates a consciousness of abidingness or stability or continuity. Carmel, where Nabal's possessions were. So he had his possessions, his home was here, his possessions were a little way like over there, right? So this is where Nabal's possessions were, meaning a garden. So Carmel means a garden, a fruitful place. And this refers to the center of spirituality in man, in the human being, male and female, right? Carmel, where Nabal's possessions were, it means in Hebrew a garden, a fruitful place, and refers to the center of spirituality in man, the garden of Elohim, of Ha'elohim, of the power. Thoughts, pertaining to thoughts of great abundance of all good. Hakol Tov, all good. Now, Abigail, now she comes in the Midrash. Hopefully we can share the Midrash, a study from the ancient Hebrew, Hebraic, and Judaic studies here on the Psalm. In the Midrash goes more into Abigail. Now, Abigail, she was the wife, right, the wife of Nabal, right? And what happened is that when David sent his young men to make a request of one of the animals, you know, like to spear some food and everything, it was in the wilderness of Ma'on, right? And when the messengers came to Nabal, Nabal basically cursed out David, you know, in some of the worst ways and everything. And David heard that, and he was preparing to go back. And this is where we get to saying that even among I and I and Rastafari, you know, we hear like even a dog that pisses against the wall won't escape this judgment. That's where we find, you know, the original or the Hebraic of that particular statement there, even a dog that pisses against the wall, because David was preparing his men, right, to go back there and I guess to, like you say today, loot and shoot, you know, and just, you know... Yeah, because the insult was just so deep, you know, considering the circumstance. Dawid is on the run. Saul has lied on him. It's getting him set up and everything. But both of them, this is another key, since we're here in the fourth Aliyah here for the 20th sabbatical study to Tawet, the fourth Aliyah brings forth the anointing of Aaron and his sons, the key of the anointing. What does the anointing mean Hebraically? Both Saul and Dawid were anointed. So in a sense, we had two Christians here to bring forward the latter-day sense. Right? They both were Christian, or could make that claim. They both were anointed, right? And one was going after the next. Saul had become like an antichrist against David, and David is experiencing all these things. And so he's ready to basically go back and to, you know, to do some damage and everything. So Abigail hears about it and prepares a whole bunch of food stuff, you know, and brings it forward. And she's able to wisely kind of talk him down, so forth and so on, you know, from that, and kind of take the blame on herself. And even David acknowledges that, you know, you have reminded me, you know, like David was outside himself, you know, about to go extemporaneous for a moment outside the temple. But anyway, Abigail was the wife, the Eshet, the Isha of Nabal. And Abigail, she symbolizes, her name symbolizes joy, a cause or source of delight, Abigail, right? She, quote, according to the scripts, was of good understanding, good overstanding, and of a beautiful countenance, or in the Hebrew, like a beautiful form, right? However, we are told, right, right here, that Nabal, we're told about Nabal, according to 1 Samuel 25 and 3, that he was churlish. What does churlish mean? Let's look at the Hebrew sentence, but just basic. He was churlish and evil in his doings, right? He was vile and evil in his doings, stingy. He was stingy, you know? He was stingy, closed fist, not open-handed. His name means empty, vain, foolish, stupid, tippish, right? Wicked. He bespeaks Nabal. What does this fool that we have in Psalm 14? It bespeaks an adverse thought. It bespeaks of the adverse thought. So in the Hebrew sense, as we said, it's not one who's intellectually probably very smart, probably know about business, all of these things. He's wealthy, so on and so on. But on the irritical, psycho-spiritual level, he has an adverse thought, a satanic thought, the satana of his senses. He's selfish. He's gluttonous. He's caring nothing for the higher or the spiritual things. And he's void of good judgment. That at this time is seemingly in possession of nuff-nuff, good goodness. So even though he's void of good judgment, at this time, at this eye where he is seemingly, it seems like he's in possession of nuff of the good and beautiful, eyeful of the soul and spirit, right? And is using this abundant good for his own selfish ends, for the gratifying of the fleshy appetites and desires. Here we have the Nabal, the fool, and the Rastafari, from what the elders have taught I and I, he would be like the carnal mind. He would symbolize like the carnal mind, right? And if you see the 36th verse in chapter 1 Samuel 25, 36, check it. But this thought, the Nabal thought, is cast out by the joy and the purity of soul, of psyche, the good judgment and understanding that Abigail, that she represents, and by the love that David stands for in consciousness. So David stands for love in consciousness according to the Hebrew meaning and the meanings of the name. Abigail, according to the text, respectively, intuitively, she discerns the truth. And she defends and she helps David. When she comes, she brings him the food and herself, but she brings him the food and everything. The love that is at this time struggling for its existence is destined to rule. So David represents Jah love, that manifestation in man, that manifestation of the love that at this time, this Iowa in his career is struggling for his very existence. Saul, Shaul, is an existential threat to the well-beloved. But he is destined to rule. Now she, Abigail, is rewarded by a union with David, right? Joy and beauty and good understanding are unified with love. So here, gonna ride up right here. Let's hear, get a first here right here, right, of today's daily psalm according to one of the doves that we have here selected. We're going to ride with the Royal Amharic just now. Here. Here, the crybaby rhythm. Yes, I. Uh-oh.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge.
Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד אמר נבל בלבו אין אלוהים השחיתו התעיבו עלילה אין עושה טוב אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם. אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עמי תבישו, כי אדוני מחסהו. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. 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 Shall be glad.
Yes, 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 yes. So what about those missing verses? Those missing verses. Some missing verses in today's daily psalm testified by the epistle to the Romans. In Paul's time, they knew these verses, also in his Matthew's Bible and also in the Septuagint. So here, for ones in
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
But many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yeah, the missing verses, the missing verses, Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. Found in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the LSX Bibles. Here.
Shalom, shalom to Tainai Israel. This is the Far Eye. This is Ra Sayadonis, the Far Eye LJ Society. Here in Wolf the Daily Psalms, the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms. Today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 14, is particularly interesting. Also connected with Psalm 53. So this word here goes for both Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Now, we had 53 previously in Tainai cycle of daily psalms and chants and praises in the royal order. Just previously we touched on this, but here now we're with Psalm 14. Now, Psalm 14 is known as a corrupt world, also themed the wickedness and the folly of men and people. And this psalm is quoted in the New Testament scripture, but there's some additional verses that we have. Paul in Romans chapter 3, if you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 3 in connection with today's daily psalm, in Romans chapter 3, we have Paul saying at verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written. Where is it written? Well, in today's daily psalm. But this, what Paul says is written, as it is written, is only found in the Septuagint, as well as the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, only found in the Royal Amharic and the Ethiopic Bibles and the LXX. And so in the scripture, we don't have it here in the Masoretic, Hebrew, in the Masorah. And thus, there's some very interesting reasonments that may be reasoned there on Chaburim. But firstly, foremostly, let's get the basic receipts on this, basic receipts right here. So here, the additional verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the additional verses that we have from verse 3, or actually like verse between verse 3 and 4 in Psalm 14 is three verses. We touched on those three particular verses. And those three verses from the Royal Amharic Bible and the Septuagint are the exact same three verses that Paul, here in Romans chapter 3, says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre or sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit or flatteries. The poison of ass or snakes, serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And the way of peace, they have not known her. The way of peace.
The way of peace.
The way of peace.
The way of peace.
There is no reverence. There is no respect. There is no respect of Elohim before their eyes. Now, this is verse 18. So from verse 10 to verse 18 in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, we have the full of full, especially the missing verses that you would not find where you should find them in the KJV. In the King James Version of the Bible, you should find this between verses after verse 3. After verse 3, you should find these verses. From verse 13, you see verse 13. We have verse 13 to verse 18. Now, in the Royal Amharic, there's three verses, but now if we look right over here, we see 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Right, 13, 14, okay, that's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six verses. So these three verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the three verses that we have in the Septuagint, here in Romans chapter 3, with Paul quoting what is written. So what was Paul reading when he said what is written? Was it a Masoretic? If it was a Masoretic, these verses no doubt should be there since we have reference to the Masoretic, unless these verses were removed. But the witness to these three verses, we have Septuagint, the LXX, the Koine, the New Testament, say Greek or the common Greek of that time that they spoke and speak, and also the Royal Amharic and from the Ethiopic, the Guz and the Ethiopic manuscripts. Right. Interesting, we have the book of Enoch, we have the book of Jubilees, the book of Adam and Eve, the Kibbutz Negev, other ancient manuscripts and documents preserved by the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, to bear witness even to the gospel and the good news? So here in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, from verses 13 to verse 18, these are the verses that you should find in your Bibles in Psalm 14, after verse 3. So when you're reading Psalm 14, after verse 3, you should read verse 13 in Romans chapter 3 to verse 18, and then continue with Psalm chapter 14 at verse 4. Hope it's not, pay attention. All right? Just pointing out right here that what Paul is quoting in Romans chapter 3 from verses 10 to 18 are contained in the fullness of it within the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic and His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie's Bible, the Book of the Conquering Lion, Revelation 5:5, the Revelation, the King of Kings. In the King of Kings Bible we have it, in the Septuagint we have it, but it's not in the KJV and it's not found in the Masoretic, but it's found here where Paul says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now that right there is basically what we have in Psalm 14 from the last phrase of verse 1. There is none that doeth good. There is none righteous. No, not one. Paul picks up almost that as the chorus right there. And then he goes on. Then he goes on. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. Picking up with verse 2, the second part, the B part of verse 2. And then he quotes the fuller verse 3, but then the other verses are not found. But he says this. This is the key of what he says. He says, it is written. Where is it written? I and I discovered a version. That's not the King James Version. Yes, I. Out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
Here you're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic right here. You're here first. Get a native speaker to the crybaby Redom. Yes,
I. Legashun, Agarashun, Legashun, Legashme. Ethiopia menage, you know, but who want the next verse with Amharic. But so people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል። በሥራቸው ረካ ጎሰቆል በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም። የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ። ሁሉ አመጹ በአንድነትም ረከሱ። በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም። ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው። በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ። ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል። አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል። ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን። ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ። የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትም። እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም። ሕዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በውኑ አያውቁምን? እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም። በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ። እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነው። የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው። እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው። ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል? እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል። እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል።
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice. And Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
Mazmur 13, በቅንፍ 14. ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል። በሥራቸው ረከሱ ጎሰቆሉ። በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም። የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ። ሁሉ አመጹ በአንድነትም ረከሱ። በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም። ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው።
በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ተከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል
And anticipating a day, oh, what a day, when Jah will vindicate Israel, and Jah will vindicate the Israel of Jah, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari. I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I. Out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
Calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Salam to Dana Yistaling. Greetings, Wondermoch. Hitoch and Atoch. Greetings, brothers, sisters, and others. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 14, Mizmor Dawit, Asara Arat. Let's take note, Asara Sost, and in the Metaf Kedus of Negus Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, Beginfulchwist, in the parentheses, we have 14. So in the earlier numbering, there's an interesting note with the numbering that we have noted. So in the earlier, this is Psalm 13 in the Royal Amharic Bible, but it has in the parentheses 14. So we have today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order. And comparing and contrasting the KJV, the King James Version, side by side with the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, we have today's daily psalm. It's theme, yeah. Sooch kafat, the corruption of people, the corruption of men. So the corruption of men and people are the evil. Kafat, the kafat. Yesooch kafat. The folly, the wickedness and the folly of men and people. Seeing the corrupt world here. Today's daily psalm. Lemezem rana leka, to chief musician. Yedawit mezmor, to chief musician. A psalm of David. Now, as we have noted before with the Hebrew Masoretic from the Sefer Tehillim, also needs to be noted right here that today's daily psalm is also repeated with some variants in Mezmor Hamsa Sos, or Psalm 53. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is repeated in Psalm 53 with some variants and variation. Now, here in the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 14, in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint, there are additional verses, interestingly enough, that we also find to be repeated within the Epistle to the Romans by Huaria Paulos, Paul. This means that Paul, in the Epistle to the Romans, the copy that he was reading or familiar with was similar and likened to the Royal Amharic, more so than the Masoretic Hebrew here, because the Hebrew does not have these verses. So when we get to verse 3, right, verse 3 of today's daily psalm, there are additional verses. There are
three additional verses, at least three additional verses. So the traditional numbering of today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, the traditional numbering is seven verses. But there are three additional verses bringing us to 10 verses. So with the compare and contrast today, we'd like to go verse by verse and just to bring out these similarities as well as the additional verses, right? Just getting a basic foundation right here. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order and from the Book of the Seven Seals or the authorized, revised, and hard Bible of Yehuda Moa Anbesa, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Here, Mikai and I ride up. Today's daily psalm theme, Yesoach Kafat, the wickedness, Kafat, the folly, the wickedness, the ratchetness, Yesoach of men, Yesoach of men and people, Yesoach Kafat, Yesoach Kafat. The Mezamarana Lekaya Dawit Mezamor. So Mikai and I ride up. Mikai and I begin. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemralen, we begin Kuter And. Senef Belibu, Hamlak Yelem Yilal, Besaracho Rekasu, Gwesukwelu, Begonekarinya Misarayelem. The fool has said in his heart, there is no source, there is no God. Senef Belibu, Hamlak Yelem Yilal. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. Desaracho rekesu guasukwelu. There is none that doeth good. Bego negrin yemisera yellem. Bego negrin yemisera. One who does. Bego. A generous, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. Bego. Good. It's another word for good in the Royal Amharic. Bego. But the context is very, very interesting. We compare the context here with the word Begu, begu, or beg. Beg is lamb, begu, the lamb. But here we have bego, bego negrin. What kind of thing, matter, negrin? Bego, a truly good thing, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. This word is used often in a connection with good in the sense of charity. Bego negrin yemisera, 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 yemisera yellem. One who does, yellem. There is not. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Emi astuul, egziavi herinima yemi felig and dale, yaizen, egziavi her kasamai, yasoli jochina temelekata, egziavi her sustainer. The good, the generous Ab Father looked down from heaven upon the children of men, upon the sons of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did have an understanding, an understanding, even overstand, that did understand and seek Ekaziyavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Yemi yas tuul, Ekaziyavi her renim, yemi felig and dale, yaizen, Ekaziyavi her ka samai, yasole jochin te melekata, ka samai, yaso le jochin, the children of humanity, te melekata, te melekatu, pay attention, te melekata. He looked, he discerned, he paid attention to them. Pay attention. He paid attention. Ekziavia paid attention from heaven to and upon the children of humanity to see if there was any that did understand. Kuter source, verse 3. Hulu ametsu. Hulu ametsu. Ametsu. Hulu ametsu. Tandinetim marekes. Ubego negarinyem isarayelem. Andesinquayelem. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Hulu ametzu, ametzu, hulu ametzu, ametzu. They all have rebelled, become lawless. Ba'andinetim, andinet, in unity. Ba'andinetim, in unity. Rekesu, rekesu. They become filthy. They become filthy in unity. They're united. They are united in their filthiness. They're united in their uselessness. They have all together, the andinetim. Interesting sense here. If you talk about getting together, becoming one, unity. But they are united in filthiness. They are, all of them are lawless. Hulu ametzu. They all have rebelled. Hulu, hulu, all ametzu rebelled. The andinetim, and in oneness, in being andinet, united, rekesu. They're devalued. They're cheap. They're filthy. They go negarinya misera yellem. And that which is truly good and charitable, none does. Andim and one Sinqua, even one Yellam. There's not even one. Andim Sinqua Yellam. Andim Sinqua Yellam. Now here we come to this third verse right here. Alright, when we come to the third verse right here, we notice that this is where the additional verses begins. So let's go through the Bamarinia first, because you're going to have this in the KJV. If you're looking at the Septuagint, you'll find this in the Septuagint, and of course, in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of the root of David, of Kedemawi Hanaselassie, you'll find these verses. So take note, these verses, these three verses, are found in the Septuagint, and they're also found in the Royal and Hark Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, but they're not found here in the KJV. So take note, pay attention. So here we pick up right here, which is all turned aside together, all have rebelled together, all have become useless or corrupt or rekesu, cheapened, devalued, right? Cheapened, right? Of greatly, vastly less value. There is none doing that which is good, no. There's none doing that which is truly child to the go negrinya misarayelem, andim sinquayelem. Now here, we have it in, this is the additional verses right here. It says, beduro, beduro wa turgum, bicha, yemigen, in the older, the more ancient, right, versions. This is what is found here. Guroacho, guroacho yetekafeta mekaverno, bem lasacho sheneggelu. Kinferacho betacha ye ibab merzale afacho mergemina merarana tumultual demina lemafsesa gracho fetano tefatina gusukulina bemengedacho ale ye salamin mengeda lawekuatimna egziari herin mefrat be ainacho fit yelle. These verses, these three verses. So these three verses from verse 3, right, are between verse 3 and 4, thus making the totality to 10 verses, both in the Royal Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, as well as the LXX, but not found within some of the later versions of the Masoretic, and also not found in the KJV translation. So in these verses right here, let's go through these verses right here. We have Guruacho. So this will be the fourth verse in the Royal Amharic Bible right here, the fourth verse. So that might throw off ones, but we're going to go through this basically right here and just pick up also in the reason in the forward. So this verse here, Kuter, this is the Ethiopic as well as the Septuagint, Kuter verse Arat, verse 4. Guroacho yete kafeta mek averno, bem lasacho sheneggelu. Guroacho, their throat, yete kafeta, open mek averno, open grave, burial place. An open burial place, their throat is. Guruacho, yetekafeta mekaverno, bem lasacho sheneggelu. And with their tongue, they flatter with their tongue. Bem milasacho, the tongue. Bem lasacho sheneggelu. They flatter with their tongue. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Another way of bringing it out, they have used deceit. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kirkin Ferracho betach. Under their lip, Kirkin Ferracho betach. Ye Ibab, serpent. Ye Ibab, merz, poison. Allah. There is the poison of serpent under their lips. Kirkin Ferracho betacha ye bab merzale. Afacho, their mouth, mergemina, cursing and meraran and bitterness, temoltual. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. So here we have the fifth verse in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Demina lemafsese gracho fetano, tefatina gusokulina bemengedacho alle, yeslamina mengeda lawekuatimina, ekeziavi herin, mefrat, be oinacho fit yelle. So here in this third of these three verses, not found in the KJV and in the Masoretic, but found in the Septuagint, the Royal Amharic, the Ethiopic, and various other scriptures. This verse here reads that their feet are swift to shed blood. Their feet their feet. Demin, blood, lemafses, to shed. Demin, lemafses, blood to shed. Igrat, show their feet. Fetano, fetan, swift they are. Tefatina, gusukulina, bemen gracho ale. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction, tefatina, gusukulina, gusukulina, and misery. The men get actuales in their ways. Yisalamin men get alawekuatimina, in the way of peace, of salam. Yisalamin men get the way of salam. Yisalamin men get alawekuatimina. They don't know her. They don't know her. They're ignorant to her. They're ignorant to the way of peace. Yisalamin men get alawekuatimina. Egeziavi harina mefrat. The Ainacho feet, Yellam, the fear, the reverence of Egziav, the sustainer of the good, generous Av, Egziav Hirin Mefrat, the Ainacho, before their, in their eyes, before the eyes, the Ainacho feet, in their eyesight, Yellam, is not in their eyes, in their eyesight, in the way of viewing the reality, in the way of peace, they have not known, and there is no fear, no reverence of Egziav, the sustainer, before their eyes. So these particular verses is interesting because as we compare with the New Testament and the words of the Apostle Paul, it seems as though Paul quoted these very words right here within the New Testament. I think it's Romans, I think chapter 3, but we'll get to the exact quote as we go forward, these particular verses, when he quoted this particular psalm. So this leads many of us to say that the Septuagint, or that which was the Septuagint, was read in the time of Moshiach as well as the time of the apostles. But let's write up with the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Now, those verses in the Royal Amharic would cause the numbering, right, to change right here. But just keeping consistent right here, we're going to pick up with the KJV and with the, we could say, the known verse 4. As you have it in the King James Version, let's continue right here with verse 4, Kuter Arat, HSV, Haile Selassie Version, and the KJV, King James Version, side by side,
side by side,
side by side,
side by side.
Hizbein inda njera yemibelu, chatiyat yemisaru hullu, bewunnu ayawkumen, ekziyari herinnim. Ait Kruten,
Ait Kruten,
Ait Kruten,
Ait Kruten,
Ait Kruten. Have all the workers of iniquity, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people, his vein and then jera yemibelu, eat up my people like bread, chatiyat yemisaru, those who do chatiyat, those who do akari, sin, chatiyat yemisaru hulu, all. Do all the ones who do akari, the wunnu, truly, ayaukumen, don't they know, the wunnu, ayaukumen, the wunnu, ekziyari harinim, ay tarutim, and call not upon Egziavir, upon the sustainer, upon the good, the generous Ab. Guter Amis, verse 5. Bezia, betalak farhat, ijikfaru, Egziavir, bez adikana tu lidzenawina. Bezia, theya, betalak farhata, ijikfaru. Theya, were they in great fear. Theya. Bezia, Bezia, Betalak Farat, Ejikfaru, Ekziarin Besarikante Ulidzen Novina. For Ekziari sustained the good, the generous Av is in the generation of the righteous. Besarikan Tulid. The generation Besarikan Tulidzen Novina. Kuteramis. Kutersidis, verse 6. Yet the Hochina Mikara Safarachu. Ekziari Hergin Tesfachono. Yeah, the hochina mikura safaracho. You have shamed the counsel of the poor because Egziavi her sustaining the good generous Ab, Tesfachono. KJV says his refuge, Tesfa, his hope, his expectation, Egziavi her again, but the sustainer, Tesfachono, is his expectation, his anticipation, his hope, his refuge. Kuter, verse 7. Katsiona medchanitin lesrael manisetal. Egziavi her yehizbun markoa bemelese gize. Ya ikov desilawal. Israel nem haset yadargal. Haset Hasit, Hasit to Yadaga. Oh, that the salvation of Israel, of Israel, will come out of Zion, Katsion. Oh, that the salvation, oh, that the salvation, oh, that the medchanit, the salvation, the saving, the medicine, the healing, katsion, from Zion, katsion, medchanitin, leisrael, for Israel, man yisatal, who will give medicine from Zion for Israel, the sustainer, Yehizbuna Merkob, Meles Segizei, when Exiavi the sustainer bringeth back, bringeth forth the captivity of his people, return, that return, Exiavi Yehizbun Merkob, Meles Segizei, when Exiavi turneth, when he turneth the captivity, when he turneth, or more better bringing out, they say, bringeth back, but when he turneth the captivity, Ya'ikov, Jacob shall rejoice, Ya'ikov desilawal, Israelim haset yadargal, Israelim haset yadargal, haset yadargal, will rejoice, Jacob, and Israel, Israelim haset yadargal, will be glad,
glad. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል በሥራቸው ረከሱ ጎሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ ባንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች የእባብ መርዝ አለ አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ነው ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see? The English language, the English language. Train your mentality, train your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue. have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד אמר נבל בלבו אין אלוהים השחיתו התעיבו עלילה אין עושה טוב אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם. אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עמי תבישו, כי אדוני מחסהו. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
למנצח לדוד, אמר נבל בליבו אין אלוהים, השחיתו התעיבו עלילה, אין עושה טוב, אדוני משמיים משקיף על בני אדם, לראות היש מתקין דורש את אלוהים, הכל שר יחדיו. נאלחו, אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי האבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אדוני לא קראו, שם פחד ופחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עני תבישו, כי אדוני מחסהו, ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable work. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet. Psalm XIV, Psalm 14. Lamnat Eyach, Lid David.
Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim, Hishachitu, Hitaivu, Elila, Ein Oseto. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lanatseach, Le David of David. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. The fool have said in his heart, Ein Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo, Amar to say Nabal. The fool, Belibo, in his heart, Ein, there's no Elohim, there's no Elohim. He shechitu, ahi ta'ibu, elila, they have dealt corruptly. He shechitu, they have done abominably. He ta'ibu, elila, Ein, oseto, there is none, no one. Ein, there is none, oseto, that doeth good. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim, Hishachitua Hitaibu Elila, Ein Oseto. Yahuwah Mishamayim, Hishakif Al Bene Adam, Lero Taheyesha Masakil, Doresh et Elohim. Jehovah He who be, we be, Yahuwah looked forth from heaven, Mishamayim, Hishakif, Hishakif, up on the children of men. Al bnei Adam, Yahuwah mi shemayim hi shikif al bnei Adam, lirot haheyesh maskil, lirot to see, lirot heyesh if there were any, heyesh there be maskil, if there were any man, if there were any of maskil of understanding, understanding, overstanding, lirot heyesh maskil, doresh et Elohim that did seek, doresh. Et Elohim, that did seek Elohim. Hakol sar yachdal ne lachu, ein oseto, ein kam echad. They are all corrupt. Hakol, the all, sar, they are all corrupt. Hakol sar yachdal. They are together, yachdal, ne lachu, yachdal, ne lachu. They are together become nelachu, impure. Ein, or say, to, ein, there is none, none. Ein, or say, that doeth, to, that doeth good. Ein, or say, to, ein, gam, echad. Ein, there is none, no one. Ein, gam, also. And also there is none, echad. No, not one. Ein, there is none, also, echad. Not one, not one. Hello, ya'adu, call upon Eliyahuin. Okleya ami oklu lechem. Yahuwah, log out. Shall not all the workers of iniquity know it? Hello, Yadu.
Hello,
Yadu. Hello, Yadu. Hello, Yadu. Yadu, to know, them to know. Hello, Yadu. Call po ele awen. Shall not all the workers call po ele. Po ele awen. Po ele awen. Shall not the workers of iniquity, Yad'u, know it? Hello, Yad'u, call po ele awe, okle ami okulu lechem, who eat up my people, okle ami, okle, the eaters, ami, my people, they who eat my people, okle ami okulu lechem, they eat bread like they eat bread, okle ami okulu lechem. Yahuwah, look out, and call not upon he who be who he be, he who be who he be, Yahuwah, lo, no, karao, they don't call, Yahuwah, lo, karao, hallo, yadu, call po ele awen, okle ami, okulu lechem, Yahuwah, lo, karao, sham, pachdua, pachada, ki Elohim abidura tzadik, there, sham, there are they in great fear. Sham, pachdu, pachad, in great fear and great dread. Sham, pachdu, pachad, ki Elohim, for Elohim, ki Elohim, bedur, tzadik, in the door, in the generation, bedur, tzadik, in the generation of the righteous, for Elohim is in the generation of the righteous. Sham, pachdu, pachad, ki Elohim, bedur, tzadik. It's ata aniya tarishu, ki Yahuwah machesehu. Ye all would put to shame the counsel of the poor. It's at ani, it's at the counsel ani of the poor. It's ata aniya tarishu, tarishu, you would shame, Yoshem, it's Ata Aniatarishu, Ki Yahuwah Machsehu. For he who be who he be, Ki Yahuwah, Ki Yahuwah, Ki Yahuwah Machsehu, Machsehu is his refuge. For he who be is his refuge. It's Ata Aniatarishu, Ki Yahuwah Machsehu. Mi yitena mitzion, Yeshu ata Yisrael, Veshuv Yahuwah Shavut Ammo, Yagel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael. Oh, let the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when he who be who he be, Jehovah, turneth the captivity of his people. May Yaakov, may Jacob rejoice. May Yisrael, Israel, be glad. Mi yitain, mi who yitain, who to give, who will give. Mi yitain mi tzion, mi from Zion, from Zion. Mi yitain, mi tzion, who will give from Zion. Yeshuat, Yeshuat, salvation, victory. Yeshuat, Yeshua, Yeshuat, Yisrael, who will give from Zion. Yisrael's Yeshua, Yisrael's salvation, Yisrael's victory. Mia yiten, mi tzion, Yeshuata Yisrael. Beshuvi Yehovah Shavuta Amo. When he who be who he be turneth, Beshuv Yehovah. Beshuvi Yehovah. When he who be who he be turneth, Shavut Amo. The captivity, the Shavut Amo. The captivity of Amo, of his people. Yagel Yaakov. Rejoice, Jacob. He rejoices, Jacob rejoices, Yagel, Yaakov, Yismach, glad, happy, Yismach, Yisrael, Israel, happy. Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet, Lamnatzeach, Lit David, Amar Nabal Bilibo, Ein Elohim, Hishachitua, Hitaibu, Elila, Ein Oseto. Yahuwah Mishamayim, he Shakif al Bnei Adam, Lerota Heyesha Masakil, Doresh et Elohim, Hakol Sar Yachdawa Ne'elachu, Ein Oseto, Ein Kam Echad, Haloa Yadu, Kol Apo'elewe, Okle Ami Okulu Lechem, Yahuwah Lo Karao, Sham Pachdu Pachad, Ki Elohim Bidura Tzadika, Itzata Oniya Tarishu, Ki Yahuwah Machisehu, Mi yitain mi tzion, Yeshuata Yisrael, Beshuvi Yehovah, Shavuta Ammo, Yagel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glad! Rastafari, glad! Rastafari.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel.
Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glad! Rastafari, glad! Rastafari, glad! Rastafari.
Another comment. So here, midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Psalm XIV, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Yod Dalet. For the leader, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, So here, midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Psalm XIV, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Yod Dalet. For the leader, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Hear, hear, hear. Opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Lanatzeach le David. Amar Naval de Libo. Ein Elohim. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach of David, Le David, Amar Nabal de Libo, Ein Elohim. The fool hath said, Amar Nabal, Amar, to say, have said, Amar Nabal, Nabal, ancient Hebrew, Nabal, modern Hebrew, Naval. Amar Naval, Amar Nabal, the fool, the Nabal, have said, Belibo, Belibo, in Libo, in his heart, Belibo, Ain, not, there is no Ain, Elohim, Ain, Elohim. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeremiyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, where it reads, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Ani Yehovah choker leib, bochein ke layot, we lateta leisha. Ki derako, ki derakayo, I, ani, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, ani, Yahuwah, search the heart, choker leib, search the heart, choker leib, I try the reins, bochein ke layot, bochein ke layot, kalayot, the kidneys, the reins, bochein ke layot, even to give every man according to his ways, with lateta, to give, with latate, to give, leish, to every ish, to ish, for ish, the man, with lateta leish, ki derako, as according to his ways, ki derakayo, ani Yehovah choker leib, bochein kalayot, with lateta leisha, ki derako, ki derakayo. Of all the parts of the body, why does Scripture single out only the heart and the reins? Why does the Scripture only single out the lab, the heart, kalayot, and the reins, kolalit, kalayot? Because the eyes go astray after the heart, as implied in the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 15, verse 39, that reads, after your own heart and your own eyes, after that ye all used to go astray. We lo tatoru achrei le bavikem, we achrei einekem, asheratem, zonim achreihem. And that ye that y'all go not about after your own heart and your eyes. We lo taturu achrei le babikem, we achrei einekem. After that, ye used to go astray, y'all used to go a-hoeing, y'all used to go a-whoring. Asher atem zonim achreihem. We lo taturu achrei le babikem, we achrei einekem. Asher atem zonim achreihem. After your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye all used to go a-whoring, to go astray, go a-whoring, zonim, zonim, achreihem. Because the ears, and for that matter, all 248 parts of the body go astray after the heart. And the heart moves to satisfy itself only upon the impulse of the reins. Therefore, in this verse, Scripture mentions only the heart and the reins, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, searches the heart, the lab, and tries the kilayot, kilayot, the reins, the kidneys. Thus, like this, when David said, even in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, the Elohim of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For Jehovah searcheth all hearts. What did he mean by all hearts? He meant the two hearts, and the two inclinations. The heart that is evil by reason of the evil inclination, the yetzer hara'a, and the heart, the lev, that is good by reason of the good inclination, the yetzer hatob. Another comment on I, the Lord, search the heart. Another comment on Ani Yehovah choker lev. Ani Yehovah choker lev. Another comment. When the wicked, the ratchet, says in their hearts, quote, we shall devise evil in our hearts, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Holy One, blessed be He, cannot know, as though such a thing were conceivable. What is in our hearts? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to them, Seek you to hide from me, to hide from I? Is it not written of the likes of you, the likes of y'all, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 29 and 15? Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Hoy, hama el miki, me Yehovah, la satira isah. Wehaya b'machshaka ma'esehem wayomru mi roenu umi yodainu. Woe to them, hoi, that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Hoi ha ma'el mekeim me Yahuwah la satir aitzah. And their works are in the dark. Wehaya b'machshak ma'esehem. And they say, Wayomru, mi roenu, who seeth us, who seeth I and I, who seeth us, mi roenu, and who knoweth us, who knoweth I and I, who knoweth us, umi yod'ainu, Hoi, ha ma'et mekeima me Yehovah, la satira aitza, wehaya be machishaka ma'esehem, wayomru, mi roenu, umi yodainu? Because you liken the potter's clay to the potter, the plant to the planter, you think that I am like you. Surely, Your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. Hear, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, next verse, 29:16. Hafikakem him k'chomera hayotzera yehasheba. Oh, your perversity. Hafikakem, oh, your perversity. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? Rav Lewi, Levi taught, what proverb, mashal, fits here? That of an architect who built a city, making secret chambers and hiding places in it, and then was made governor of the city. When he set out to catch thieves in the city, they ran off and sought to hide themselves within the hiding places. Thereupon, he said, fools, would you hide yourselves from me? I am he who built the city. I am also he who knows all the secret chambers and the way in and the way out of the hiding places. Better than any one of y'all. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, says the Harasha, the ratchet, the defiant. Fools, would you hide wicked ratchet counsel in your heart from me, from I? I am He who made man, and so I know all the inner recesses and secret chambers within him. Hence, here it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias chapter 29, verse 15, woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Jehovah, from He who be who He be. Hoi, hama'ed me'keim, me Yehovah, la satira aita. Rav Yeremiah, Jeremiah taught, indeed, scripture says, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. And man being desperately wicked says, who would suspect? Hear, 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 Yeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Akob, hale, mikol, we anushu, mi ayedainu. The heart is deceitful above all things. Akob, haleb, mikol. Or, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Hakova halev mikol, or Akova halev mikol, deceitful, deceitful, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Deceitful, the heart. Akova halev mikol, from all. We anush, who? And he and it exceeding weak. We anush, who? Mi yedainu, who can know it? Mi yedainu, akov ahalev mikol. We anush, who? Mi yedainu. And goes on to say, I Yahuwah, He who be who He be, search the heart. I try the reins. Ani Yahuwah choker leib. That is, I am He who searches the heart, who tries the reins, and who reveals the secret places. I be He who be who He be, Ani Yahuwah, who searches the heart, who tries the reins, the kidneys, the kalayot, and who reveals the secret places. As Daniel says, God revealeth the deep and secret things. Even in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, Elohim revealeth the deep and secret thing,
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 and secret thing.
You're going to church on Sunday.
Sunday.
There's no love in your heart on Monday.
Monday.
You're trying to show me that you know yourself. You better purify your heart than you know yourself.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Another comment, hear, 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 today's Psalm Mizmor Yod Dalet. Amara Nabala Belibo Ein Elohim. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo. The fool, the Nabal, have said in his heart, Belibo. That is Harasha, the ratchet, are ruled by what is in their heart. Thus it is written, the fool have said in his heart, Amar Nabal Belibo. Esau. Esau said in his heart, in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verse 41, Jeroboam said in his heart, Libo, in 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 26, Haman said, Libo, in his heart, in Esther 6 and 6. So too Nebuchadnezzar was told, even in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13, Thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. And what happened to him? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The kingdom is departed from the eye. Even here in Daniel chapter 4, verse 28. Hence, here it is said, Amar Nabal Belibo, the fool, the Nabal, have said Belibo in his heart. And Esau said in his heart, Belibo, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. What was he scheming? He said, quote, For me to slay my father is not the way to gain my end. Instead, I shall tell my father's brother Ishmael, that he slay my father, while I will slay my brother Jacob, so that Ishmael, and I together will possess the world. End quote. And thus he spoke to Ishmael, but Belibo in his heart, in his leave, his leave, Belibo in his heart, Esau said, quote, After Ishmael has slain Abi, my father, and I have slain Achi, my brother, I will fall upon Ishmael, and will slay him also, and then I alone, all one, shall possess the world. Accordingly, the verse in the Psalms, in Psalm reads, The fool hath said in his heart, There is no Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. Here today's Psalm is Moriod Dalet, Psalm 14, Hebraically the first verse. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, exposed him, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6. How are the fangs of Esau searched out? How are his hidden fangs sought up? Aich nechepesu Esau nivua matzepunayu. How is Esau searched out? Aich nechepesu Esau. How are his hidden places sought out? Nivua matzepunayu. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Jeremiah 49 and 10, Aramis says, But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. Ki ani chasapatia eta Esau. Gileti eta miasetarayo. But I have made Esau bear. Ki ani chasafti. I have made bear. Ki ani chasafti eta Esau. I have made Esau bear. Gileti. I have uncovered eta miasitarayo. I have uncovered his secret places. Miasitarayo. His mysteries, his secret places. Gileti. Eta misetayo. Ki ani chasafti eta Esau. Gileti eta miasetayo. I have uncovered his mysteries. By that is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Esau, quote, I know what thou saidest in thy heart. So too when Ezekiel declared to Esau's descendants, according to Ezekiel 35 and 10, Thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Ya'ana imarika eta shnei hagoyi ve'eta shitei ha'eratzot liya tihyena v'yarashanuha. Because thou hast said, Ya'ana imarika, these two nations, eta shnei hagoyi, and these two countries ve'eta shitei ha'eratzot, shall be mine, li tihyenaha, and we will possess it, and we will possess her. We are rasha nuha, ya'ana imarka eta shnei hagoyim ve'eta shitei ha'eratzot liya tihyena. We are rasha nuha. It may be asked, who made known to Yechezekel, Ezekiel, to Ezekiel, what Esau said, belibo, in his heart. According to the full of the verse right here from Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 10, it reads, Why Yehovah Sham Haya, whereas Yahuwah, he who be who he be, was there. Why Yehovah Sham Haya, Jehovah, who was there. Why Yehovah Sham Haya. A further comment on the fool hath said in his heart. A further comment on Amar Nabal Belibo. It was Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau, who said one thing with his mouth, but said another thing, Belibo, in his heart. He said, Belibo, in his heart, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. But with his mouth he said to Abio, his father, Here am I, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ilo and Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, O wretched one, O wicked one, Rasha, in thy words to Abika, to thy father, thy Ab, thou speakest in a tone of entreaty, saying to him, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 38, Hast thou but one blessing, my father, Abi? Yet, of such as Esau, it is said, even in the Mashal and Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 26, verse 25, When he speaketh fear, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Kia yichanein kollo, ala taimena ba'u, kia shaba'a to'evota b'libo. When he speaketh fear, literally, maketh his voice gracious. Kia yichanein kollo, kia yichanein kollo. Hebraically, literally, this phrase that is translated in KJV and elsewhere as speaketh fear, Hebraically is, maketh his voice gracious. Ki yechanein kolo ala taimen ba'u. Admit him not, believe him not. Ala taimen ba'u. Al taimen ba'u. Believe him not. Why? Ki yeshava'a to'evota b'libo. For there are seven abominations. Key for because Sheva Toebot Sheba Toebot seven abominations belibo in his heart. And here a midrash note. The Hebrew, quote, speaketh in a tone of entreaty, speaketh in a tone of mitachanein, a tone of entreaty, a gracious voice, a tone of entreaty, and speaketh fear, yechanein kolo, literally, maketh his voice graceful, yechanein kolo, maketh kolo, his voice, yechanein, gracious, are both derived from the same root. Hence, the commentator here in the Midrash concludes that Esau's tone of entreaty was really a sham, and that his intention, his yetzar, was to deceive, yetzar hara'a, to deceive Abio, his father, all along. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty Ha'el Elohim, said of him, all things that I hate, he loves. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 6 and 16, these six things doth Jehovah hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. Sheshahina Sanei Yehovah Wishava Toevota Nasho. There are six things that he who be we be Yahuwah, that Jehovah hateth. Sheshahina Sanei Yehovah. Yea, seven that are an abomination to him. Wishava Toevot Nasho. Here, Hebraically right here. Wishava Ta'evot nafsho, and seven, an abomination, his soul, and seven, or the seventh, and seven, abomination, ta'evot, abominations, as a sense of abominations, ta'evot, wishewa, ta'evot nafsho, and the seventh, or seven, an abomination to him, to his soul, to the divine nature, the nature of natures, the divine nature, whose essence is holiness, kedusha, kedusina, islandness, set apartness. Sheshahina, sanei Yehovah, wishava'a to'evot nafsho. And also, where the translator has abomination, the Hebrew is to'evot, to'eba, 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 abomination, to'evot, to'evot, abominations. Wishava'a to'evot nafsho. And seven, abominations his soul. Abominations his soul, nafsho. And other comment on Amar Nabal Bilibo. The Nabal, the fool, have said Bilibo in his heart. Hakadosh Baruku, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to Harasha, to the ratchet, the wicked, because you contrive wicked schemes in your heart, I shall call your heart and only your heart to account, as is said even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 15th verse, the sword shall enter into their own heart. Charbam atavo belibo, their sword, charbam, their sword, charbam tavo, shall enter, shall go in, tavo, she shall go in, tavo, charbam tavo, belibam, belibam, into their own heart, into their heart. Charbam atavo belibom, belibam, belibam. Charbam atavo belibam. Another comment on the fool, the Nabal, have said belibo in his heart. Nabal, Hebraically Nabal, the fool, refers to Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet, Esau. Why was he called Nabal? Rav Yehuda, Judah, explained in the name of Rav Shmuel, Samuel, because he filled the whole earth. He filled the whole earth with obscenity, with obscenity. Nabalut, Nabalut. Everywhere he set up thrones for Elohim, other gods, Elohim Acharim, who are no more than thorns, Elohim, refuges for deities, who are mere refuse, ribald theaters, and bloody circuses. And here, Midrash note, next to bloody circuses, temples for idolatry, i.e. bloody circuses. But Rav Huna said, Esau was called Nabal because he filled the earth with Israel's corpses, Niblat, as is said even in Psalm 79, verses 1 to 2. O God, the dead bodies, Niblat, of thy servants have, the heathen, given to be food to the birds of the heavens. Mizmor, Ein Eight, Psalm 79. Mizmor le'asaf, a psalm, a chant of Asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim, be'nachlateka. Timu eta hekala kadesheka, samu eta Yerushalayim le'yim.
נתנו את הנבלת עבדיך. מי קלה לאוף השמיים, O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, or come into thine inheritance, Elohim ba'u goyim, b'nachilateka. They have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple. T'imu'u et ha'hikalat adshaka. They have made Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, into heaps. Samu et Yerushalayim al'ayim. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heaven. Natnu et niblata evadeka ma'ikala le'of hashamayim. Rav Abba said, Isa was called Nabal because he was an ugly man. Minwal. Nevertheless, he set up images of himself even at the doorway of the harlot and at the doorways of privies and bathhouses. Accordingly, it was said to him, even in Jeremiah 49 and 16, thine image has deceived thee and the pride of thine heart. Tiafilat teka hishia otak zidona libeka. Thy terribleness has deceived thee, has deceived the eye. Even the pride, Zidon, of thy heart, Libeka. Tiafelat teka, hishiotak, Zidona libeka. Rav Jacob said, Nabal, because there will come a time in Iowa, there will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Esau's sons fall like unripe fruit, nobelet, that drops from the tree. As it is said, even in Psalm 18, verse 46, Hebraically, the sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. The sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. Bnei nekara yibolu we yachregua mia misigrotehem. Or here, the sons of the stranger fade away and come trembling out of their close places. Bnei nekara yibolu we yachregua mia misigrotehem. Rav Yudan said the name of Rav Shimon Simon. Nabal is the same as a Laban. Nabal is the same as a Laban. One is an anagram of the other. Nabal, the Nun Beit Lamed, and Laban, the Lamed Beit and Nun, or the NBLLBN, a mirror image of one another. But also, even as Laban was a deceiver, so a Nabal is a deceiver. Of such men, Shlomo, Solomon said, even in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Mirma b'lev horshe ra'a. Deceit, mirma, is in the heart of them b'lev that devise chorshe evil, ra'a. Mirma bileva chorshe ra'a. But the conclusion of the verse speaks of the righteous Hatzadik saying, to the counselors of peace is joy. To the counselors of peace is joy. Even here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Proverbs 12, 20. Ula yo'itzeya shalom simcha, but to the counselors of shalom, of peace, is simcha, is joy. Mirma beleva chorshe ra'a. Ula yo'itzeya shalom simcha. To whom shall peace be given? To Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of whom it is said even in Psalm 29, Hebrew 11th verse, the Lord will bless His people with peace. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Jehovah, He who be Yahuwah yibarek, will bless, yibarek, et amo, his people, bashalom, with peace in shalom. Yahweh, yibarek et amo, bashalom.
Shalom.